This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Evictions are up again around Metro Denver. Last month saw the second highest number of eviction court filings since the pandemic. CPR's Tony Gorman explains eviction filings have declined from pre-pandemic levels.
State court system data shows over 2,200 evictions filed in June. That's down from the previous month. In the first half of 2022, the number of eviction court filings has been higher in the same time frame for 2020 or 2021. But there were still a near 900 fewer than in those same months of 2019. El Paso County has the next highest filings in Colorado after Metro Denver. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
School resource officers from across the nation wrapped up their National School Safety Conference this weekend in Aurora. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The job of school resource officers, or SROs, is to build relationships with kids in the hopes of preventing violence. Trainings included how to de-escalate crises, address mental health, and respond to violence. A new national survey by the education site Chalkbeat shows some school districts saw an increase in students fighting this year, but others saw far fewer fights post-pandemic. Experts say mass shootings in schools are still extremely rare, but news coverage gives the public a different impression. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Drought conditions are slightly improved from last week. A little more than 80% of Colorado is in moderate drought or worse. The latest update shows the northeast, southeast, and southwest corners of the state are the driest. This is CPR News and KRCC.